Yeah, and it, you know, it's really amazing to me that I resigned in early October of 2007, and here we are in late August of 2020, and very little has changed. You know, we still have, Khalid Sheikh Mohammed and the guys are still sitting there, still haven't been tried, and it's, 13 years later. And I don't lose any sleep over Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, but it does bother me that the 9/11 victim families have been denied justice and maybe a measure of closure just for no other reason than politics. Because if you recall, back in September of 2006, when I was chief prosecutor, that's when President Bush had decided that the high-value detainees that were in CIA custody were going to go to Guantanamo and through the military commissions rather than coming to the U.S. and into our federal courts. The guys that got off the airplane that day in Guantanamo, the only one that's been tried, convicted, sentenced, and the case has been appealed all the way through the U.S. Supreme Court and is over and done, was Ahmed Gilani, who was involved in the East Africa embassy bombings. And Gilani is the only Guantanamo detainee that was ever brought to the United States and prosecuted in federal court. And that was during the Obama administration, and he was convicted a decade ago.